A Nashville man whose prison sentence was reduced in 2016 will likely find out Wednesday whether he'll have to go back behind bars. Matthew Charles was released as a result of Obama-era drug sentencing reform, but the government appealed and won. As WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports, this is the third time he's been scheduled to go before a judge.
Matthew Charles understands patience. 20 years in prison will do that. The key, he says, is staying busy and active. Charles fought the physical toll of time with exercise. The mind he kept sharp by teaching GED classes and drafting legal pleadings for other inmates. He even took college classes for a while, until the program ran out of money. Charles has been out for almost 2 years, but still he waits.
It's just like, when is this ever going to end? So for the past 2 years, from the start, it's been a roller coaster ride.
When WPLN first aired his story in late December, Charles was working full-time and volunteering every Saturday. After 20 years in prison, a judge had reduced his sentence by almost a decade. Upon his release, he reconnected with his children and started a relationship. But Charles was still in limbo. Federal prosecutors said he shouldn't have been released because he was considered a career offender due to a prior stint in prison. He's been in the criminal justice system since his early 20s. Now in his 50s, Charles says he still doesn't feel in control of his future.
I've always felt that I was stuck in the middle because it's like, this is actually happening to you, but your thoughts on the matter or what you're experiencing don't come into play.
Charles's friends and co-workers wrote letters to the prosecutor and sent in videos. Twice his hearing was postponed, each time brought new expectations that his case might be dropped. The U.S. Attorney's Office has acknowledged his rehabilitation, 2 decades in prison with no strikes, but they argue it's not enough. Charles says he's done all he can.
By all accounts, I don't know what else I could do. You know, my goal is still to just continue to live out the new life. Be the man that I've become.
Charles still has hope that the judge will drop the case, or maybe impose probation or house arrest, but the chances are slim, so he's begun preparing for another decade behind bars. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.
Matthew Charles's sentencing is Wednesday at the federal courthouse. The U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment.